Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Mile High Mystery by Cindy Myers. Performed by Steve Campbell. Chapter 1. The storm-swelled creek roared like a jet engine readying for takeoff as it rushed through the narrow canyon. The normally shallow trickle of water was now a torrent, tearing great chunks of earth and rocks from its banks and carrying broken branches and whole trees along in its wake. On the other side of the cataract, a group of campers clustered around several vehicles, cut off from escape by the rushing water. Zach Gregory stopped at the edge of the water, alongside his fellow Eagle Mountain search and rescue members, and studied the situation. They had to find a way to get the stranded campers to this side of the swollen creek, even as rain continued to pour. He counted at least 6 adults, 7 children, and 3 dogs. All of them were drenched. Even in rain gear, Zach felt cold and damp, rain lashing his face and seeping past his collar and down the back of his neck. He moved up alongside fellow SAR volunteer Caleb Garrison.
"How are we supposed to get over to the camp?"
he shouted to be heard above the din of the water. Caleb pointed downstream. Zach followed his gaze and leaned forward to get a better look. The creek channel widened into an open area, the water forming a wide pool, the current much less swift. Newly elected SAR Captain Danny Irwin motioned for the group to move towards this pool, and they set out, splashing through puddles and slipping in mud and on slick rocks as they shouldered the rescue gear they had carried from the nearest road. The main route to the campground was washed out, and the weather had been deemed too bad to risk bringing in a helicopter to airlift the stranded campers. With conditions only expected to worsen, the Forest Service, Rayford County Sheriff's Department, and Eagle Mountain Search and Rescue had decided to attempt a land evacuation. Away from the swiftest water, the roar dulled enough to make conversation possible.
"We're going to shoot a line across to that group of trees over there,"
Danny indicated the clump of pinyons up the bank.
"We'll attach instructions for someone on the other side to secure the line. Then we'll send a group over to assess everyone and send them back across, one at a time."
Someone unpacked the chunky red line-throwing gun, which used compressed air to propel a coil of strong cable across a chasm. Volunteer Ryan Welch handled firing the gun. A crowd had gathered on the opposite bank, and 2 men ran to retrieve the other end of the line as soon as it hit the trees. They unwrapped the note and sent a thumbs-up signal across, then began fastening their end to the trees, while Ryan and Eldon Ramsey secured the cable on this side.
"Think it'll hold?"
Ryan asked Danny when the line was secure.
"Only one way to find out."
Danny looked around.
"Any volunteers to go first?"
Silence, as they contemplated the turbulent gray water rushing beneath the thin line. Fall into that, and even with a life jacket, you could be in trouble.
"I'll go."
Zach stepped forward. Danny looked him up and down.
"I guess if the line'll hold you, it'll hold anyone," he said. "Get suited up and we'll give it a try."
5 minutes later, fitted with a helmet and personal flotation device, Zach slipped a harness over his hips, clipped onto the line, and grabbed hold of the strap attached to a pulley on the line. Tony Meisner clapped him on the back.
"Ready?"
Zach barely had time to nod before Tony pushed him, and he was sliding down the line across the water. The cable sagged beneath his weight, and he felt spray from the churning water splash onto his legs as he skimmed over the creek. But the cable held. If not for the driving rain and heavy pack on his back, it might have been a fun trip, like riding a zip line on vacation. 2 men rushed to greet him as he landed on the opposite shore and helped him off the line. The radio attached to his shoulder crackled.
"I'm sending Hannah and Sherry over next, so get ready,"
Danny said. Paramedic Hannah Richards and former Captain Sherry Stevens arrived in quick succession. They were greeted by a growing crowd as additional campers gathered beside the creek. Zach followed Sherry and Hannah into a chaos of wet and anxious campers. Dogs barked, children cried, and everyone seemed to be talking at once. Everyone was muddy, wet, and frightened.
"We woke up and there was water running through our tent,"
one man told Zach.
"My oldest boy left the tent to go pee and he almost fell in the river.
There's a tree down on an RV at the back of the campground,"
another man said.
"I think someone might be hurt."
"My husband was hurt by a falling branch." Sample complete. Ready to continue?